Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Well, last Thursday, we brought you the news that Minister Mary Butler had announced that a premises had been secured for Jigsaw in Thurles, and that this would mean there will be mental health supports and services for young people in the area in the second quarter of 2021. Well, it appears that there's more news on that story. Dean McGrath is chairman of the Tipperary Fight for Mental Health Services and joins me once again. Good morning to you, Dean.
Good morning, friend. Thank you for having me back so soon, and good morning to all your listeners.
You're very welcome. We're delighted to have you back, but sadly, I don't think you have great news for us, because, as I say, last time round, you were hoping that second quarter of 2021. What's the latest on this, Dean?
So, look, as I said, quickly for our listeners, Tipperary's Fight for Mental Health Services are a community group set up to advocate for greater community and acute mental health supports in Tipperary. And Jigsaw, as a service, is a mental health service of 12 to 25-year-olds in the community. So we've been obviously advocating this quite strongly since 2016, and there's been multiple false dawns, which I talked with you about last week, and I suppose we were kind of saying about, well, look, it's, you know, it was supposed to be in, you know, January 2020, March 2020, COVID hit, then it was Mary Butler would have promised us December 2020. She said a sign would be over the door by the end of 2020. That didn't happen. December 2020 didn't happen. Quarter one was the next promise, so that didn't happen. It was, she announced last week, as you quite rightly said, that it was moving to quarter two in April, and that was April 2021. And government reps confirmed that, and its location in Thurles Technology Park. And I suppose for us, we would have contacted Jigsaw, and the long and short of it is that Mike Monsell was the director of communications and funding for Jigsaw, and he would have confirmed to us that we're looking at mid-summer, so quarter three, for the actual opening of Jigsaw in Tipperary, contrary to the previous reports and the answers we received from the minister and from the government, from the government reps and independent reps who provided us with response.
And what did he say when you put it to him that, look, you were of a different understanding from the minister? What did he say to you then, Dean?
And I suppose, look, our argument really is that he was saying, well, look, it's very complicated. You know, it was actually really complicated to get, the service over the line. You know, the recruitment of staff is ongoing, and you know, there's 7 permanent staff members. That's taken a while for the people with the skills. Obviously, the premises has to be fitted out for COVID and stuff like that, which is all external. So it was kind of like, oh, there's a lot of external factors that are beyond our control. And like what we're looking at is, you know, quarter three, mid-summer for the rollout of Jigsaw in Thurles, but wouldn't commit on an exact date, you know?
So you're saying to me that, okay, that's the next hopeful date, but really it could be later again.
Oh, look, as I said, like, it was quite emotional for all of us. I would have talked to Doc about it just before coming on, and I wasn't in incredibly great form after it, because it just seems like we're getting so many false dawns, and there's so many people that are so hopeful for the service. Like, we're not saying it's going to be a silver bullet by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, like, it's so needed. The other really disappointing thing, obviously I would have spoken to you about the hubs.
Yeah.
Like, I was saying, the longer the central facility in Thurles was delayed, that the Jigsaw headquarters in Thurles was delayed and didn't open, that there wouldn't be outreach hubs in Nenagh and Clonmel, which were promised roughly a year after the opening of the central HQ, for want of a better word, in Thurles. But I would have also said that we should match the ambition shown in counties in Kerry, where they had maybe 4 or 5 outreach hubs, and we needed them in not only Clonmel and Nenagh, but in the areas of Tiptown that have been so affected by, young people taking their lives. Carrick, same story. And in Rosscrea, same story. And basically, I suppose he couldn't confirm when those hubs were opening. He had no real idea or concrete proposals around the hubs. So when we're saying, would there kind of, you know, what sort of the hubs, he said, I can't confirm anything about that.
You would question the commitment to Jigsaw in the county, wouldn't you?
It's communication. We're just wondering why. Look, I know there's a move, and I think a lot of the justification is a move to online services because most people are kind of, you know, obviously with COVID and the restrictions, you can't. But COVID will, at some stage, be a memory to us all. And why you wouldn't invest or think to invest in outreach hubs in towns that are so under the cosh in terms of mental health, I can't fathom it. And we would actually, if this was the case, and it's only going to be Turles, we'd be the only county of the 13 different counties they operate in, 13 different areas they operate in, that would only have one project.
And Dean, it's not too much to say, is it, that while all of this shenanigans goes on, people are dying, young people are dying.
Absolutely. And this is, as I said to you, like, this isn't a game to the people on the ground or making grandiose announcements and stuff like that. That actually does nothing, only add to the hurt felt by many people who are looking and crying out for support. Like that announcement last week, and I feel a bit of a fool now, it actually gave me hope that it would actually happen in April. And I don't know why, because there have been so many false downs, but it just seemed we were after moving on a bit. And I was actually really, really hopeful. Obviously, I was disappointed. I would have loved it. And our group would have loved it to have been open earlier. But it kind of felt like, actually, maybe, you know, the premises is there, maybe. And it just felt like a complete, you know, it just felt like an absolute blow to hear that kind of stuff and to hear the miscommunication. And the problem is the miscommunication, the hurt that's causing people. Oh, it's opening. Actually, it's delayed. Oh, it's opening. Actually, it's delayed. Like, for someone in crisis or someone vulnerable who's looking for a service, it's just not good enough, right?
Yeah, the only thing I questioned with you last time round was the availability of staffing for Jigsaw. And at that stage, you were of the opinion that, you know, that was well underway. What's your understanding of that now?
So it is 7 permanent staff members. They said it's underway and nearing completion. In terms of numbers and in terms of profession, there wasn't any clarity provided on that. So I don't know is the answer. They said it's nearing completion. So nearing completion, I'm not sure, is that 5, 6 staff members? I don't know. But there's obviously stuff to be hammered out, and I suppose that's what he was kind of saying to us, you know.
Right, so
what he was saying to the community of Tipperary.
So what now, Dean? What are you waiting for now?
Like really, look, in the greatest, like, we unreservedly welcome Jigsaw. It's not a question of welcome. This is so, so needed. Mm. Like, the texts and messages that our group have received over the last week or two have been incredible. We need all the stakeholders, HSE, Jigsaw, the government, to all sit down, and the government reps, sit down and communicate with each other. They're not even communicating with each other. Not to mind the people at Tipperary. Like, why, if Jigsaw was able to make that statement, why couldn't he tell that to the minister, or he could say that, and look, it wouldn't be good enough. Of course, we want to see it open. But why couldn't we have clarity as the people of Tipperary as to what's actually happening? Why are we constantly getting mixed messaging?
All right, Dean, I have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Dean. Thank you. Good morning to you. Dean McGrath there, chairperson for Tipperary's Fight for Mental Health. Sorry.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.